Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
To another episode of the Empower Me Show. I am Pam Bright. I'm your hostess for this episode. And I am here with my dear new friend, Christy Peterson, I believe her last name is.
Yes.
And she has been a psychic for many years, as well as a professional author and speaker. So she's been doing this thing for quite a long time. And we're going to talk about what is it like to kind of have our gifts when we're young, but really not understand what that's all about. Like, and no support. I know I didn't have any support in my life as a young child to explore any of these wonderful spiritual concepts that I am now privileged to be able to enjoy. And I have a suspicion that Christy also was in the world of kind of being closed off and not really understanding things and wondering kind of how to navigate life and all of that good stuff. So we're going to do an exploration today about what is it like to come out of hiding, to come out of this closed world of uncertainty and fear and, you know, really kind of in the dark kind of experience in life. And the thing that I love to do, I'm so glad you're here, Christy. What I love to do first thing, because it really helps me as a host, but also helps you as the listener to really connect in with your inner soul, the soul of who you are and the core of you, and I'll let you let go of all of the distractions from life, because life can get really busy and really active in our daily existence. So let's just go ahead and start tuning into this wonderful world that you are as an individual on this planet, as well as who you are in service to others. So I like to close my eyes. That works really well for me. And when we close our eyes, it helps us to automatically tune inward. Another thing that really works well is to use your breath, your sacred breath. And many of us who have been dealing with this awful virus that's taken over our world lately might have a little challenge with the breathing aspect. But you know, when we connect in with our breathing, we actually start healing our lungs. So when we connect in with Source, and we allow Source to be breathing us, then we get to heal everything that's going on with our internal worlds. So if you can separate yourself from all the distractions out in the world, even just for 5 minutes, that's going to help you to really hone in on what is most important to you right now. So if you're in a position where you can close your eyes, go ahead and do that now. And if you need to be alert because you're driving or you are at work or somewhere that you're just listening to this podcast rather than really paying attention to it, just know that with your eyes open and doing your world right now, the information is going to come into your subconscious mind and into your heart where you live, even if you don't have a conscious knowing about what's happening. So when you breathe in, imagine that the earth herself has a breath. She's alive. and she has energy to give you right now. So just allow her, her inner core, to bring her energy up through your legs. And the way to do that is imagine the fiery core of her. This is not hot. This is actually cool, kind of warm, like a warm bath or a warm hot tub, or, you know, just a yummy warm sensation to the skin, but comfortable. And imagine that that breath of Gaia is able to come up through the middle of her and connect in with your roots of your body system, like you would be connecting to a tree. And those roots connect to her and into her core crystals, these huge crystals that you can walk upon. And these are the central energy that holds her together. And so allow her breath to bring the energy of her all the way through your roots of your feet. And then bring that energy up through your legs. And bring it all the way up into your torso. This is where your power center is and your solar plexus. And then allow it to connect in with your spine, your central nervous system. In your central nervous system, you have what's called a pillar of light, or your central column, your central tube. And you bring her energy up into that tube and connect with the light of Gaia, as well as the light of your soul. And allow that light to expand, 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 filling up your whole body. And then bring it all the way up into your throat and your head. And then all the way up and out your arms and your fingers. You might even put your hands up above your head to connect up like tree limbs. All the way up to the sky. Connecting up to the clouds, the birds of the air, up to the planets, up to the ascended masters, up to all of the beings of the cosmos in every galaxy. And then we come back down and into our hearts where we live. And I'm going to do some light language for you to anchor in all of this yumminess to get you back to your center. And as you hear these tones going through my voice, just allow them to enter into your heart space, bringing all of who you are into this very moment. So invite in your guides, teachers, and angels now into this very space, knowing that every day, every moment, they guide you and teach you and hold your hand as you walk through life. And ask that you can ask them a question: how do I get the most out of this broadcast and get my needs met today? And when you're ready, you can come back into this moment. Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. We are blessed to have Christy Peterson with us. Welcome, Christy. I'm so glad you're here. What are you going to tell us today? That's what I want to know. I'm excited to know what you're going to tell us. And I do know that you, as well as I, work directly with Source and directly with all of our guidance to assist us in our daily life. I would love to know kind of where you came from. Where did you start in your life when you were young? And when did you know that there was something a little bit different about you, maybe about your experiences, about things that you were kind of getting an idea about? Tell us the story of you as a child.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to you, Pam, for having me as a guest on your show. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So I have a twin sister, which adds an extra layer to my story, because she is not psychic, or at least she claims not to be. And around the age of 5, I had a near-death experience. And I think that was the first time that I really felt different from everybody else. And I was in the hospital, very, very sick. And I had beings pop in and talk to me and tell me I would always be safe and always be protected. And as a 5-year-old little girl, I thought, well, why wouldn't I be safe and be protected? I come from a loving family. Well, it's only as I grew up that I realized, you know, what these beings were and what my purpose in this particular life is. But I grew up in the Midwest of the United States in South Dakota. So it was a very conservative area of the country. So when what I call unedited things would come out of my mouth, people would roll their eyeballs at me, or some people accuse me, oh, you think you know everything. And some people would physically back away from me because these things would come out of my mouth. And so I learned very early to shut up and not say anything. But the message that I would always be safe and always be protected, that stuck in my head forever. And instead of being grateful for it, I thought, let's take this out for a spin. So if there was ever a bad decision to be made in my youth, I made it, and more than once. And so it was just a struggle. And I always say we all have secrets. And we keep them a secret because we're either embarrassed about our own behavior, or we're afraid of being judged by other people. And I finally it's been several years ago, but I want to say close to 10 years ago, I finally decided I'm tired of secrets. I'm tired. I don't want to have secrets anymore. And the most courageous thing I ever did in my life is come out as a psychic medium. And it was so interesting because all these people who had judged me, made fun of me before, when I finally, what I call, put my stake in the ground and claimed it for myself and no more secrets, they were saying, oh yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that makes sense. Where were you people 15 years ago?
That's so funny. Yeah. And that is kind of what it's like, isn't it? All of us come, we've talked a lot in this particular show about turning points, right? Mm-hmm. The spirit, what we call the spiritual awakening, yes. Which is different for every single person in this world. So we are going to continue on. We're not going to take a break right now because we're on a roll. So it was about how long ago would you say that was?
About 10 years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So what was life like as a young person up until that point?
Well, again, like you mentioned earlier, I always felt so different from people. And so I would go outside and just sit in the yard and want to connect with nature, but then I would cry and say, I want to go home. I want to go home. This is too hard for me. I don't want to do this. And I didn't know where home was because I was home. I was in my own backyard. And then later, when I was married at a very young age, I would go for walks out in the country and cry, I want to go home. I want to go home. And it took up until about 10 years ago for me to realize that, you know, home isn't where I was living at the time. Home is someplace else. But I was here for a very specific reason. And that is, just like all of us, I say we all have the same purpose, and that's to be of service to others. But how do we choose to make that look?
Mm.
And I'd studied metaphysics now for, gosh, about 46 years. So I always say I'm maybe a little slow on the uptake because it took me a really long time. And I studied and studied and learned and learned, but I still wasn't assimilating everything I'd learned into my own behaviors. And I just spent so many years trying to fit in the corporate world, you know, being that good little person. And it just, I wasn't happy. I didn't fit in the corporate world. I was always the weird one or the creative one. And after so many years, I left the corporate environment and I opened an art school. So I thought, here I can be creative. It was my path and I claim it, and it got me to where I am today. But trying to fit other people's expectations, or what I thought other people's expectations were of me, just kept me small.
I understand that. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And finally, about 10 years ago, I decided I wanted to learn how to become a Reiki master. So I was at level one and I was going to practices because my teacher once a month would hold Reiki practices. And one night I showed up and I was the only one who showed up other than the teacher. And she said, well, obviously you're going to have to do Reiki on me. And I went, Reiki on you, so I do it. Reiki on puppies and rainbows. Her energy was so good. And the minute I put my hands on her, I thought something is very wrong here. And as I was doing the hand positions, really focusing on getting that right, I kept getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And finally I said, I've got to stop. I'm going to faint or throw up. And she said, well, do you want to know what's going on? Yes, that would be lovely. Thank you. And her mother had recently passed. And I went, oh, that's it. Her mom was trying to get my attention. And I was so focused on the Reiki position, I wasn't paying attention to her. And my teacher said, well, you know, if you don't feel well, we can quit. And I said, what are you talking about? I feel fine. Because once I recognized, then her mom backed off of me.
That's really interesting. Wow. That is such an important thing for the listeners to hear. Mm-hmm. Because this show is about opening up the receptors.
Yes.
Right? Not just between the ears, but the psychic receptors.
Yes.
And really having a dialogue around, what do we take for granted? What are the things that we think are so weird that we couldn't possibly tell anybody else that go on with us, that we think we're so different, mm-hmm. that now, in this particular show, we get to talk about it, right?
Yes. Yay.
So that realization that you were experiencing something other than what you were doing with the Reiki.
Mm-hmm. Right. And at that moment, I distinctly remember putting what I call my stake in the ground. And I thought, her need for closure with her deceased mother is more important than my fear of being discovered.
Wow.
And I spontaneously gave her a reading and I thought, she's a safe person. She's a Reiki teacher. And so I did it without fear. And about 2 days later, my phone started ringing. I hear you're a psychic medium. And again, yes, I am. And it took about a year for me to make that my full-time business. And that's why I say it was one of the most courageous things I've ever done in my life, is to put somebody else's needs before my fear. And that's why when we empower other people, it's to give them permission to be themselves. You know, and more people are having paranormal experiences and they don't know where to go. They don't know who to talk to. So your show is perfection for giving people permission to let their freak flag fly.
That's it. That's what we're all about here is, you know what? It's about time that you, the listener, get to be who you are. That's really the huge, huge message that I have personally, as well as the show in general. Yes. And it actually goes to Transformation Talk Radio, because Transformation Talk Radio, for any of you who have listened to other shows on there, on here, we have like every single pocket of stuff to deal with here, right? Anything that you want to explore, you can do that on this particular platform. And that's a great segue into kind of the invitation for you, the listener, that if you have a question, absolutely call us at 1-800-930-2819. Get your questions answered. Get a need met that you have been hiding out with. Let us give you permission to be seen and to be heard.
And what I do find out is a lot of people, they say, yes, I want to be myself, but I don't know who that is. Because from the minute we're born, we're programmed. You know, and it starts with loving parents. You know, if you're good, I'll give you a cookie. You know, if you're bad, you get time out. And so we do, we build our lives on what we think others' expectations of us are. And we get to a point where it's like, this isn't working for me anymore. And I want to find out who I am. And so when people work individually with me, I give them tools to discover. And if it's okay with you, can I share a little bit of that right now?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I usually have people ask themselves three questions. And the first question is, who am I? And I have them list 25 adjectives that describe who they are. And that can be, you know, cheerful, I'm funny, I'm curious, I'm this, because when you get those 25 words, you're going to look at it and go, it's the truth, because it's coming from me. It's not coming from somebody else with an agenda. It's me. And that is so powerful. It's, who wouldn't love this person? Who wouldn't want to be with this person? Who wouldn't hire this person? And the second question is, what do I want? Because we all know by now, it's not the house, it's not the car. We all want exactly the same thing. And that is peace, balance, freedom, love, happiness. We all want that. And years ago, I was having lunch with a friend and I said, I just want peace in my life. And he said, well, what does peace look like? I went, I don't know. And he said, how can you have peace if you don't know what it looks like? And I couldn't let that go. And I went home and just 4 or 5 sentences, I wrote out what peace looked like to me. And I have peace in my life now every day, not all day, every day, but every day. So the third question is, once people decide which word is the most important to them at that time, so we'll use, let's say, happiness as their word, then you define, what does happiness look like to you? And what does happiness feel like to you? What are you doing in your life when you feel happy? And it's just three simple questions that don't necessarily have simple answers, but it is the first step into discovering who you are and what you want.
Those are great questions. That's a really good place to start. And any of you who are wondering those questions, you know, this, you've got an expert here to guide you through it, right? So if you want to have a breakthrough today, this is what breakthrough looks like.
Yes.
Is taking a step that you're afraid to take and doing it anyway.
Yes.
And allowing the magic of the moment to take over.
Yes.
And let yourself be heard, be seen, be known mm-hmm. for exactly who you are, even if you don't know who that is. So yep. Again, we can open up the phone lines to 1-800-930-2819. You can ask Christy or I any questions that you have. And the other thing I want to highlight here is, when people hear the word psychic, they have all kinds of things go on in their heads, right? About what that means.
Yes.
So can you kind of break that down? Like, what was that like when you first started hearing those terms, psychic and medium and channel and connecting with other things other than human? Like, what was that like for you?
It was never scary to me. It felt very natural to me. And I think the biggest misnomer about being a psychic is that we know everything about everything. And, you know, I have people come after me that they said I was a fake because I couldn't predict COVID. Like, okay.
Oh.
And to me, that just speaks to the person never having a psychic experience or a reading with anybody, because we don't know everything about everything. So what I do is, when I'm in front of someone, I tune into their solar plexus. And for the listeners that don't know where the solar plexus is at, it's located above your belly button, and it is your sense of self. And I hone in on that, and I've already tuned into my guides with my morning meditation, and I just ask for messages that person needs to hear today for their healing and highest good. And that's all I get, period. And I used to know, oh, here's another thing. A medium, all mediums are psychic, and medium means talking to those on the other side, deceased loved ones. All mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. And that's just another little bit of trivia for you to know.
Yeah.
But one of the best piece of advice I ever got when I was first coming out as a psychic medium was that spirit never lets you down. And my job is to get out of the way and let spirit come through. And for me, that's channeling. I mean, the messages go in my head and out my mouth. And 5 minutes after I have a session with someone, I have no clue what we talked about. But there were times when I knew when people were going to die. And it's like, that serves no purpose whatsoever. I don't want to know that. They don't want to know it. So I shut that off. And I think that's another important piece for listeners to know, is that you always have control. And you can say, I don't want to know anything negative. I don't. It's like, unless there's something I can do about it in a positive way, I don't want to know about it. So I've shut that piece down. And so for the listener to connect with their guides, to know that they are here to guide you, they're not here to control you. And you can say, I'm ready for this. I'm not quite. Can you slow down a little bit? I don't want that in my life. Mm-hmm. And they can't change your life path, but they can certainly guide you into the best life that you deserve to have.
Absolutely. So we have a message here from Bobby from Tampa, and he says he wanted to thank Christy for sharing her story, and it especially resonated with him about always being protected. He would like a light language blessing, which I can do, for protection when he leaves his house later, as there is another lightning storm happening right now. So I will do that for you, Bobby, but I also want to give Christy an opportunity to connect with you, Bobby, around the whole world of being protected and dealing with fear.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to leave that to you right now, and then we'll wrap that up with the light language blessing.
Okay, great. And like I said, we are all programmed to live in fear. And what you need to understand is that there's really nothing to be afraid of. You know, and I think a lot of people are more afraid of living than they are of dying. And it's go live your life. And I do think protection is important. So part of my meditation every day, I always say, with my next exhale, I encircle myself in the white and golden light of God's love and divine protection. And I feel completely protected that way. So that, I think that's another good tool. And when we talk about tools, and that can be light language, it can be the protective light, it can be gemstones, it can be incense, it can be oils, they are tools. Everything has to start inside of yourself. And that's questioning, who am I? Why do I say what I say? Why do I do what I do? But we have to do it without judgment of ourselves or anybody else. And those are the keys to going inside. You have to do the work. And those other tools are perfect. They're beautiful, as long as we understand that it's a tool. But we have to do the work.
Yeah. And that's a really good, good way to say that, is that there's a lot of psychics that are coming out of the woodwork these days, as well as a lot of coaches and a lot of people that are realizing that they want to work for themselves. Mm-hmm. But really what they're doing is they're working for the one, right? The one that we call creator, the one we call God.
Yes.
And in service to humanity, in service to the planet, in service to our souls, right?
Yes.
But it's important to know that psychics, like myself as a psychic, I don't have all the answers for you. Myself as a coach, I don't have all the answers for you. So what I say is go and get your tools, like grab your tools and put them in your toolkit, be able to gather as many things as you can that are going to support you.
Yes.
This moment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So one of the things that I do is I speak light language, sing light language that goes right into the soul, and the soul gives you the information that you need right now in this moment. So Bobby, you are connecting to the energy of Zeus to assist you with the lightning and the thunder, and invite in the wind, the energy of wind and the energy of rain. And we invite in the energy of the lion for courage. And we ask all of them now to assist in this light language blessing for you and this transmission, and really creating a vortex of love and light and knowing that you are exactly where you are supposed to be in this very moment. And in this very moment, you are filled with divine light, divine love. Protection is an interesting way of looking at life. We don't have to keep ourselves separate from. What protection does is it gives our ego something to hold on to. So if there's nothing to protect, if we are safe and whole and complete in every moment, then the way that we are protected is through our knowing of who we are. When we are divine soul in a human body, then we are always, always safe. We are always, always filled with love. We are always, always filled with light in every single moment. And we just happen to have these human meat suits, as they call them, or these vessels, or these temples called a human form that we get to experience life in. So we now ask the beings of light to come in fully and completely in this moment and give all of this wonderful yumminess to Bobby's soul to fill him up with whatever he needs right now. E na na se ne ki a na ye ki na na ye ki a sa na e ya ki na na e yu u da na ye ya ka ya e na ne ya u u na. E na na ye ki na na ki ya. Ye yuku na na se ne na ye ki ya. So I just saw the lion come in, and as, and I got the message, as you are hearing the thunder and the hearing the crack of the lightning, you can allow the roar of the lion to honor that with the lion's roar. So physically what you can do is actually let out a roar of your own to match that. And then you can start having a conversation with the lightning and the thunder. So I invite you to kind of play with that and allow it to teach you. And know that you are absolutely loved in this moment. And you will get exactly what you need in every second. You just need to trust that. Thank you for writing in, Bobby.
I have another message for Bobby, if we've got the time to do that. Is the reason that we're in human form is for our souls to evolve. And that is the ultimate goal, is enlightenment. And that means everything you think, say, and do comes from love. And what is the opposite of love? Fear. So when you're talking about a life or you've got fear, it's just when you feel those sensations of fear, see if you can morph it, mold it into love. And it's like, why am I feeling this fear? Because Bobby, I'm telling you right now, you and every other listener, you're perfect. Exactly as you are. And I said, nothing gets me more riled up when people say, oh, I'm only human. Nobody's perfect. It's like, no, we are perfect. We came here in human form with lessons to learn, things to accomplish, things to experience. And we don't know what our own are, let alone what anybody else's is. And the horrid example I love to use is, let's say somebody comes down with the life lesson of what's it like to experience being the biggest horses behind on the planet, we can say, you are doing such a good job. And it keeps us from judging other people. We cannot judge other people. We cannot judge ourselves. We're doing everything we came here to do, and we're doing it perfectly. It may not feel like it, but trust me, you are. And that, to me, helps fear really take a back seat. When you trust yourself that you are doing it perfectly, even if it doesn't always feel that way.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So hopefully, Bobby, you got that information, that you got that message from us, and live your life and know that you are in the exact right spot in this very moment. So I think we will take a little break and come back. And when we come back, we will open the phone lines once again for you. If you want to call in, guys, it's 1-800-930-2819. And really, any question is open for discussion here. Okay. We are not the professionals. We are not the ones with the answers. We have some answers for you that hopefully will open you up to what's next. And we're absolutely available for a conversation. So take a look at the dragon. He's also assisting in this wonderful episode today, and take whatever you can from him, because he's here as a guide for you, and all of your guides are always with you. So let's take a break, and you can commune with your guides, get a drink of water, use the restroom, whatever you need to do, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, From Push and Pull to Peace of Mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoachMariah.com.
Bye. Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. I'm Pam Bright, and I'm here with Christy. She is talking to us about her spiritual world of psychic mediumship. And what is that about? And what does that mean? You know, we talk a lot about all these different terms in the spiritual world. And some of you who are just starting out with your spiritual life may not understand a lot of these terms. And so here at the Empower Me Show, I try as much as I can to bring people on that are going to help you to kind of understand the different terms, understand kind of your own journey of what's going on, and make sense of all of these things that are opening up to you. Because I don't know about you, but when I started opening, I was scared to death. I was like, what is going on? And the way it happened for me is that I was covering everything up with being a secret, hiding out, being shy, I had people around me that were doing things, like I had friends that were, hey, let's pretend like we're hypnotists and play around in this world. And I was like, I have no idea what that is. And, you know, I'd have these dreams, and I, you know, when I started talking about them, people were like, I don't know what that's about. And, you know, so when I decided, okay, I'm done with drugs and alcohol, I'm done with hiding out, but what are all these feelings? What do I do with this? I needed help. So I opened up and I said, God, help me. I have no idea what to do from here.
Yeah.
And what happens when we ask for help? Sometimes it is just that word, help.
Yes.
Then providence takes over and help starts coming. So when help starts coming, that's the point of power, folks. That's when you get to say, I'm ready.
Yes.
Even if I don't understand it. So you wrote a book.
Yes.
About such a thing. Tell us about your book.
This is my third book, actually, that I've written, and I'll hold it up if those that are watching can see. It's called Between Earth and Heaven, A Beginner's Guide to Living a Spiritual Life. And the clients that I would have, it was one after another, and they would sit across from me and go, you're going to think I'm crazy, but, and I'm like, bring it on. I love me some crazy. But it was so repeating with so many people having new experiences and not knowing what to do that I decided to write this book. And it's in three different sections. And the first section is, what is it like to be a psychic medium? What it is like to have those experiences? So some of the chapters are, what's the difference between heaven and hell? What's it like to talk to dead people? What are your spirit guides? How to connect to them? What's meditation? And it breaks it down into really digestible bite-sized pieces of what that is. And then the second third of the book are the probably about 24 most popular healing modalities. Because people feel like they want to explore more, but again, they don't know where to start. And you can go to an expo and it's everything, and it can be over your head. So I took the middle section of the book with those modalities and just bite-sized pieces again. So you can go, ooh, that resonates with me. Now I know where to go deeper. Or, you know, that one doesn't quite mean much to me. I'm going to let that go. And so what I'm doing is kind of bringing it in for you so you can begin trusting your own gut with, yes, that feels right. I want to learn more. And then the last part of the book is suggested reading, books that were so important to me in my spiritual path. So, and can I, okay, I'm going to get goofy here for a minute. I have to show you the cover of this book. Do you see the streak here?
Oh yeah. I thought that was a tree. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I was on a retreat with another psychic medium, and there was a labyrinth on this retreat. So I was walking the labyrinth, and you're supposed to ask for something at the beginning of the labyrinth and then have answers by the end. Well, the last time I walked it, I said, I'm going to walk with gratitude rather than asking for something. So as I walked the labyrinth, I just said, I'm so grateful for my life. I'm so grateful for the work that I get to do. I'm grateful for my guides. And about halfway through, I felt what felt to me like the face of God smiling on me. And I could hardly wait to finish and go tell my friend about it. I said, oh my, I felt like the face of God smiling on me. She goes, I got the message to pick up my camera and take a picture. And she caught it at the exact moment that that happened.
Wow.
Is that amazing? So this is not Photoshopped. This is real. And it's me back in here walking the labyrinth.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. So yeah. Folks, when we say that we're opening to what's available, this is what we're talking about.
Yes.
Have you had an experience like this where you're like, did I imagine that? Did I really hear that? Mm-hmm. Did I really see that? Are they really talking to me? What? How do I process this? Right? Yeah. This is the kind of stuff that's available here for us to dialogue about. And we still do have some more time, folks. If you want to dialogue with us about your experience, it might help to make some more sense of what your experience is.
Yes. And we were just briefly talking during the break that when I talked about one of the most courageous things I ever did is to go public as a psychic medium. Another piece of courage was from the age of 5, I've also had extraterrestrial contact. Now you want fear? Try to tell people that. And that opens up a whole can of worms. And I held that secret safe within myself for most of my lifetime. And then finally, 2 years ago, I wrote a book about it. And that was my second book that I wrote. And it's called We Are Not Alone, My Extraterrestrial Contact. So for the listener, that this doesn't quite feel like spirit, and I have missing time, and you know, I've got these weird dreams, there's a possibility that that's what's happening too. And so I want you to know that neither Pam and I are ever going to think you're crazy, because you're not. Right. And there's more in this world, in this existence, than the 3D stuff that we can touch and feel. And it's just talking to people who've already had those experiences that might be able to lead you through them and make more sense of it for you.
Absolutely. So Christy would be a great one to talk to, folks. If you've had some experiences that you can't understand and you don't know how to process, but you have an idea that you might have been visited, okay? Or you saw something that might have been a spaceship, or you're not quite sure, but something is different than your regular third dimensional world. These are the kind of things that are available to you by this particular psychic that's on this show right now. So if that resonates with you, how do they get a hold of you in order to work with you, Christy?
Probably the best way is to message me through Facebook, and it's Christy Peterson Psychic Medium, and Christy is spelled K-R-I-S-T-I, and Peterson is P-E-D-E-R-S-O-N. Christy Peterson Great. Psychic Medium on Facebook.
Great. Awesome. And if they don't have Facebook, then how do they get a hold of you?
My website is ChristyPeterson.com.
Perfect. Awesome. All right. So that information is also up on the, I believe on the page here, isn't it? I think it's shown, when we have our breaks, but we can definitely get you that information. If you write into Transformation Talk Radio, we can get you that information, or you can contact me at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. And I can also get you that information. Another realm of this kind of, is this a normal thing? And can I talk to someone about it? Might be like, for instance, my brother, when he was young, had an invisible friend. Okay.
Yes.
And other children, often children, will have what they call, there's termed invisible friends, right? Because we don't know how to handle it. We don't have the support structure around us to be able to talk about it, mm-hmm. right? So in your opinion, or in your world of that, how would you discuss that with someone, or did you have that experience as a young child?
Definitely an invisible friend, and my twin sister and I had a secret language when we were very young, up until probably the age of 3. So when children are very young, they're still so connected to spirit that they easily connect with deceased loved ones, their guides, their angels. And as they learn how to fit into society as they get older, a lot, and then they grow older too, that tends to lessen a little bit. And then they kind of have to give permission when they get a little bit older. It's like, okay, I'm ready for that to come back again. If that's part of their life journey, is to have spirit contact or to express their service to others in that particular way. But yeah, and I have little tiny children that have had extraterrestrial contact as well. And they will come in and draw pictures of owls over and over and over again. That's the only thing they know how to draw. And that's very much a symbol for an extraterrestrial. So I find that in practically every single child from the age of 3 or younger, that there's something interesting about them. And it's because they're still so young, they're still connected to spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's, you know, the parents should encourage that rather than, oh, make fun of his invisible friend. Oh, you know, that's your imagination. And so many parents do that. And so the child learns to shut up, just like I did. And instead of, tell me about your invisible friend, you know, what do they say to you? Do they have a name? And encourage them to communicate with you.
Yeah. And that is something, parents that are listening, that you actually can take on now. And it might be scary for you to mm-hmm. have these conversations with your children. But you know what? Your children are watching. They're watching you. They're listening to you. They're looking to you for how do I handle life? Mm-hmm. You're their first contact, usually. Yes. And it's, if it's not a parent, it's a grandparent, or it's a trusted friend, or it's a someone that is an adult that is, you know, around these children that shows them how to live life.
Yes.
So I think it's our responsibility as we wake up, mm-hmm. wake up in the world in the world of spirit, yes. to share who we are authentically.
Yes.
It's very important to allow our children, our loved ones, our humanity mm-hmm. to know that we're all in this together.
Yes.
And it's all up to us as an individual mm-hmm. to allow our freak flag to fly, as she said so eloquently. But we still do have a few minutes. What would you say if someone is just starting out on their spiritual path, and you did give us the three questions to ask, which is important, if they are already pondering those questions, and they are having these interesting experiences or dreams, that's another whole world that a lot of people have connection with, is in their dreams. Their dream lives are really, really powerful. Do you have like a system for acknowledging the dreams as a teacher?
Yes, you have to acknowledge your dreams, because that is typically spirit talking to you. And you might not be as open in the daylight hours and the waking hours, because we're all so busy and so distracted all over the place. And so spirit will come to you in your dreams. And to me, one of the best things you can do is keep a pad of paper by your bed. And when you wake up, whether it be in the middle of the night or in the morning, and start writing these dreams down, and you're going to start to see a theme. And then what you can do is talk to your guides. And how do you connect to your guides? You can go, hey guides, hey team, because they are there. And that's another thing I teach, is I think it's great when other psychics say, you've got so many guides and here are their names. That's great. I do it a little bit differently, because I think it's more powerful if you get that information yourself. Mm-hmm. And I guide you through that. But until you do that or have that opportunity, trust and know that we all have got guides. And my definition of a spirit guide is the highest form of truth and compassion to keep you aligned with the universe. So this, again, it's nothing to be afraid of. They're here to help you, to guide you, to make life easier. Because life can be hard.
It can be hard. Yep. And that's something I teach as well, is that there are, everybody has spirit guides, teachers, and angels around them at all times.
Yes.
And it's nowadays in 2022, the name of the game is consciousness.
Yes.
So it's no longer God's out there somewhere and I'm separate from that thing that they call God. Mm-hmm. It's now, oh, God's out there and God's in her and God's in that plant. And oh, God's in that dog over there. And oh, God is in my left toe. Oh, okay. That's different, right?
Yeah.
That's how we roll. That's how we open ourselves up to new possibilities and new awarenesses and new experiences that allow us to really, really, really be everything that we get to be as human and spirit together.
Well, an analogy that I like to use to go along exactly with what you just said is, you look at the ocean and pretend the ocean is God, although it is, but you take a bucket and you scoop out ocean water, it's still the ocean. But now that bucket of water becomes you. And then you take a teaspoon out of that bucket, it's still God, the ocean. It's still that bucket, but it's a piece of you. And you put that teaspoon of water back into the bucket back into the ocean. And that's how it is when we live our lives. When we're done with this life, you know, we go back to the ocean. We go back to source. We go back to God. So we are all a piece of divinity.
I love that. I love that. So, so once again, if people want to buy your book, you said you have three books.
Yes.
What's the third book?
The third one was the Between Earth and Heaven.
Okay.
Yeah. And the second one is We Are Not Alone. My first book is called An Extraordinary Life.
Okay.
And that one isn't quite as spiritually oriented. It's 58 true short stories that have happened to me. It's more funny than anything.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can get them all on my website. You can get them on Amazon, Barnes and Noble. They're available all of those places.
Wonderful, wonderful. So any of you who want to get more information from Christy or work with Christy, you can go to her website again. It's Kristi. Peterson is Pederson. Is that correct?
Correct.
.com.
Yes.
And find out anything about her there. You can also go to, is it Her Extraordinary Life? Is that right?
Yeah. And when you go to kristipeterson.com, there's a tab that'll take you right over to Her Extraordinary Life.
Okay, great. Awesome. And then if somebody's on Facebook, they can also reach you at Christy Peterson on Facebook, right?
Christy Peterson Medium.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Great. So any last words, my dear, before we end?
I just want to say, again, thank you to you for having me as a guest. My mission on this planet is to help people stand in their own power. And for you having a show like this gives me the platform to be able to get to more people, because I want people to be empowered and understand their own self-worth, that they are a piece of divinity. So I just, people who are ever listening, you're perfect exactly the way you are. Ask questions, be yourself, find a trusted person that you can share your deepest secrets with. Have courage to be you.
I love that. Yes, have courage to be you, folks.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers. and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.